Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, it's finally arrived. The Hawaii chair is here. And it's the end to all my exercise worries. Because The idea of the Hawaii chair is that you put it in your living room, sit on it, and it goes round and round and round, and you don't have to do anything, and it keeps you fit.
So it works on your abs, does it?
It works your abs. But that's not all.
You know, Tamara.
I don't know who Tamara is.
The Hawaii chair wasn't designed just for home.
Oh, no, it's not just designed for home.
Really?
No.
I mean, after all, for some of us, at least 40 hours of our week is spent sitting behind a desk at the office.
That's what we do, isn't it? 40 hours a week sat behind a desk at an office.
Maybe not 40. Some of us.
But it really works in the office, too.
Today, we've brought the Hawaii chair to a very busy work environment. Let's get some first-time reactions.
Listen to how these people worked with the Hawaii chair in the office.
Oh, my gosh, this is amazing.
Everyone loves it.
It feels great on my abs.
Yeah.
I can really feel this working.
Yeah, she's going round
she
and round.
She sounds like she can feel it working.
I can really feel this working.
Sounds like she's quite enjoying it.
It does.
Hawaii chair while answering phones, using the computer, balancing books, or filing paperwork.
It's so versatile.
How many people balance books? Oh, I see. Sorry.
On her head.
Sorry, I was imagining her, like, you know.
Hey, look at me.
Practicing how she carries herself.
And balancing books at the same time.
I now get it, right.
You can hardly call this work. With the Hawaii chair, it takes the work out of your workday.
Sure does.
If you can sit, you can get fit. The Hawaii chair.
Look at now, good jingles.
Thanks, Aaron Lee.
Oh, sorry.
I was hoping to do the whole show on my new Hawaii chair today.
Right, but okay. What's happened?
Right. Well, the thing is, I was hoping that during the show, you know, we'd play some tunes like normal, have a bit of a laugh, and then occasionally you'd hear me say things like...
That feels great on my abs.
And
I can really feel this working.
And...
Hawaii chair while answering phones, using the computer, balancing books, or filing paperwork.
I wanted one of those people to be me.
Because you always balance books whilst doing the show.
But when I had a go, it went wrong.
So what happened?
The Hawaii chair tried to kill me. Seriously, it was like a horror movie.
How?
Right, we did some filming. This will be online soon, okay? And... It just went round and round and round. It was only on level 3, which isn't fast. And it just went faster and faster and faster, and I couldn't stop. And eventually I had to get off, and then the chair kind of, like, moves itself across the room because it's going so fast. Like a chair possessed.
It, like, had a mind of its own.
It was horrible. It was like the new Leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
It's out. It's out of the crate.
Hawaii chair.
It was horrible. And it got the one that doesn't speak.
Well, did it move towards him in the office?
It hurt his head. It did.
What was he trying to do, a headstand?
He was trying to switch it off so I didn't get any more injured.
Oh. Are you sure he was trying to switch it off?
Yes.
I don't want to spot a little flaw here, but was he maybe not turning up the speed and telling you he was trying to turn it off?
Honestly, it was on level 3, but it was like a chair possessed. It went absolutely bonkers. We'll try and get that up online for you. But I'm sorry I'm not doing the whole show in the Hawaii chair today. But it's now broken.
Is it strapped down somewhere in the office so it doesn't move?
Yeah.
Take the work out of your workout.
But it might kill you.
The Hawaii chair.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Did you hear Joe Wiley earlier? Changing tracks. Oh, that track she played. I haven't heard this for ages. Beautiful Christina Aguilera. You know when things just, when you're not expecting, just kind of get you and all the hairs go up on the back of your neck and on your arms? Do you get that?
Yeah, occasionally.
What does it for you?
When I watch the rerun of the 99 Champions League final.
Do all the hairs go up on your neck and your arms?
Yeah. When
every time?
Yeah.
What particular bit?
When Ole Gunnar Solskjaer scores. You don't really understand this, do you?
That wouldn't do it for me.
That's when the hairs go up on the back of my neck.
See, that happened to me while I heard this song earlier today.
See, that wouldn't happen to me.
Does Christina not do it for you?
She doesn't get the hairs rising up.
Oh. It's doing it again now a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. I think you're quite heartless.
No, I just...
You don't get that.
Different priorities.
You don't get that with songs, do you? Or songs?
I get it with I Am the Resurrection.
Do you get it with films?
You're joking, I can't even remember one film from another.
Gigs,
yes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes at gigs.
Right, we've got a little test for you because, you know, I do think you might be quite heartless and it probably doesn't happen to you as many times as it does to other people.
That's probably right.
Okay,
yeah.
So we've got a hairs going up on the back of your neck test next, right? I found some things that are guaranteed, I reckon, to do it for most people. You can play along at home or in the car with this as well, but I'm going to find out whether the hairs go up for you or not, right?
Okay.
That'll be next.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Chopper, could you tell the listeners how very excited I was when I found out that I was going to get a Hawaii chair delivered to Radio 1?
Very, very excited. It's kind of dominated your life for the past few weeks.
One of the best inventions I've seen. Because it's a normal chair, but it goes round and round in a hula motion off of Hawaii, and it keeps you fit and really works those abs. Listen to these people, they all love it.
That feels great on my abs.
I can really feel this working.
Hawaii chair while answering phones, using the computer, balancing books, or filing paperwork.
Not balancing books on their own.
No, all right, I misunderstood.
If you can sit, you can get fit, the Hawaii chair.
Such a catchy jingle as well.
Very catchy, yeah.
So today, the Hawaii chair arrived at Radio 1. And we had a go earlier. And I was trying to prove that you can use it at work as well as at home because it's very versatile. Are you watching the video now?
Yeah.
Right, okay, the video is now up online.
It starts very wrong because you can't see the chair. All you can see is your upper body sort of going around a bit. And
now,
it starts...
I have to explain before you watch the video that earlier the Hawaii chair did try and kill me when I was upstairs. What?
This is a view in the studio trying to...
Okay, so that's me in the studio.
Is it meant to spin you round like 180 degrees?
There's 9 levels on it. That was only level 3 or 4. You're wiping tears from your face.
And now it's got up to the off.
Right. The bit in the studio is fine. That works.
No, it doesn't. You just look dreadful on the one in the studio as well.
Okay, well, wait till you see the office one. I'll let you watch it now. Go online. The video's there. bbc.co.uk/radio1. I put it on level 3 and it went bonkers.
You're trying to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
You look...
Right, you're about to get to the bit where it goes out of control.
Now you've jumped off.
Yeah.
It's still spinning.
Yeah.
But it's trapped you in between it and the desk.
I told you.
And it's moving towards you.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And then the one that doesn't speak comes in to rescue it.
Yeah.
And you have now collapsed on the floor.
Yeah. So if you want to go and see the Hawaii chair video, it's there now. It wasn't quite what we were expecting to bring you, but there we are. bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the Mills pages.
We've done a few videos recently. I can honestly say you have never, ever looked more ridiculous on a video, and I have never laughed more at any of the other videos you've done.
Go check it out, bbc.co.uk/radio1. I'm glad I could be of some help.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott, it's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah, where are you today?
I'm in Newcastle.
How can I help you?
No, I just wanted to let you know that I do the same when that song, the Christina song, comes on as well.
Do you? What happens? Describe the feeling.
I just get tingled.
Yeah, your little tingles and all your hairs go up in your neck and your arms.
Yeah.
What about when Ole Gunnar Solskjaer scored in 1999?
Not so much, no.
Really?
Not so much.
No. Strange.
No. Actually, a lot of people are saying, though, me exactly the same, chappers, I've got the commentary of 99 final in my car. It's more skin-tingling than any piece of music, Dirk in Derby. Even you mentioning that then, mentioning people the score, got people's little arms going there and their neck.
Yes, because if he's got the radio commentary, because I know it, the radio, Alan Green's Five Live commentary was
fantastic. What do you mean you know it?
I just know what he says.
What, off by heart?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. He finishes by saying Munich don't know what's hit them. Manchester's hit them.
Oh, stop it. You're doing it against people now. Look, that'll be on again. Right, okay. We're going to do a little test now.
Okay.
To see if this works. You can play along at home or if you're on the way home at the moment, okay? You know, when all those kind of hairs go up on your arms and on your neck, and you get that little tingle, this is a test to see if you're an emotional person or if you're just heartless. Okay? Right, can you pull your sleeve up and let us see your arm? Okay? And the one that doesn't speak is going to check.
Okay.
Play along at home, all right? First off, on our little test, is Band-Aid. What?
Nothing. Nothing.
Particularly Bono's bit.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you an emotional person or are you heartless? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Check the hairs. Well, tonight, thank God it's there instead of you. Anything?
No. Can I say I...
You heartless person.
I have Pippa looking at my left arm.
How can you not be moved?
And the one that does his feet looking at my right arm.
How can you not be moved by Bono singing about starving children?
I think... Because I think you need to build up to that moment and you just crashed in with it. Well, tonight, thank God it's
there instead of you. See, I do get a little tingle then, even from that bit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who's monitoring your tingle?
Me.
Oh, right, okay.
Nothing there then, no?
No, nothing.
Let me know at home if you or in the car or whatever. If,
if you're tingling.
Yeah. Right, this will get you, okay?
Okay.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Winning an Oscar.
No.
Oh, my God.
Keep checking the hairs.
This moment is so much bigger than me. This moment is for Dorothy Dandridge.
Anything yet?
Lena Horne.
No.
Diane Carroll.
No.
I'm getting a little tingle now.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
The women that stand beside me.
The end bit will get you.
Oh. Pinkett, Angela Bassett, Vivica Fox, and it's for every nameless, faceless woman of color that now has a chance because this door tonight has been opened.
81199, let me know if it's happening for you.
I'm so honored.
If you showed me that clip of that film where she got paid $200,000 to get a wabs at, then that might be slightly different.
He's been with me for 12 long years, and you fought every fought. You have been a manager, a friend, and the only father I've ever known. Really, and I love you very much.
Oh, I've got it now. Oh, my arms went then, properly. What about you, other one that doesn't speak, who's a lady?
Maybe a couple.
Yeah, oh.
No.
No, nothing.
You're
God, you're heartless.
Yeah, gosh, just wittering on.
No, that was really emotional.
No.
Right, one more.
Okay.
This
you're going to have to do better
got
than that.
To get you. Okay. This is when Bambi's mum dies.
Bambi, quick, the thicket.
We made it, Mother! Wait. Mother! Mother! Mother, where are you?
Your mother can't be with you anymore.
Oh!
It was all right till Yoda came in, or whoever that was.
Not Yoda. Who's that? Wrong film.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
God, you're heartless. As I expected.
Well, I can't really get that emotional about.
Would you like me to just play that commentary on a loop?
Dying.
Would you like me to just play that commentary on a loop?
Yeah,
that'd
be
great.
Yeah, then I'd all be the tingling on everywhere. Then. Yeah.
There's a few people. Laura in Surrey. Yes, James. Oh no, James is with you. Get her to shut up. Eleanor is crying at Halle Berry, and all the hairs have gone up. Ben and Cherryman. She's just set my teeth on edge. Does that count? I'm tingling driving home. From Leanne. Stop it, I'm crying. From Ruth and Kent, you see? Just you.
Just me that's
just
heartless.
Just you that's heartless. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. So we're talking about wife swap in America, and they do have amazing people on it from time to time. Quite extreme.
Yeah.
And they've recently had this girl on it, and I think you will really, really warm to her.
Okay.
Here's the details.
In upstate New York, Karen Gustafera's home is a shrine to her beautiful, shiny, sparkly, and popular 15-year-old daughter, the Princess of Pageantry.
That's right, it's the Princess of Pageantry, and her name is Alicia. She does all those beauty pageants that they're kind of obsessed with in America.
Oh, God.
But you'll be pleased to hear She's not like a stereotypical model.
Oh, really? Okay.
No. Welcome to the stage, Alicia.
If I had one wish, it'd be world peace. That might sound a little corny, but it is the truth.
Yeah, she wants world peace. Oh. Now, you know those pageants. They have really small kids competing against each other, don't they? Since they're really, really young.
Wrong.
And her mum has been putting her on the stage for years.
Pageants for Alicia has started when she was 11 months old, doing local pageants, and for the past 6-7 years, doing national pageants.
11 months old, she started doing pageants.
11 months.
But at least it hasn't made Alicia in any way kind of shallow.
I don't care what other people say. Appearance is everything in this world.
Yeah, appearance is everything,
yeah,
chappers.
That's the only thing that matters.
Yeah. And this is the best bit.
I do feel sorry for people that are not gorgeous people.
That's nice, isn't it?
I'm thinking that she ain't going to be all that.
No?
No, I think she's going to be a bit ugly herself.
Mm. What do you think of her so far?
I don't know if I can really say on air.
If you don't have the best clothes, the best hair and makeup, and the best tan, you're not going to win the pageant.
Right.
Yeah, I find it utterly repulsive at the moment.
However, that is my guide to life.
If you don't have the best clothes, the best hair and makeup, and the best tan, you're not going to win the pageant.
I see where she's coming from.
Yeah, she hasn't mentioned shiny white teeth.
No.
Otherwise, you could be good mates.
Now, I don't really know where she is getting all this from. Maybe her dad.
You don't have to be beautiful to do well in life, but it sure helps.
Now, her dad runs his own business, okay? Would you like to hear his philosophy for hiring people?
Go on, then.
I'd rather interview a pretty girl dressed to the nines than a girl that comes in, I'm here for the interview, I'm smart.
Right, so he'd rather have pretty people than smart people.
Oh, thank God the BBC doesn't follow that rule.
I know. And here's Alicia's mum.
The biggest benefit for having our own business is we have the freedom to live around Alicia's schedule.
So they live around Alicia's busy schedule, which isn't that busy at all. Alicia is the most spoiled girl in the world ever.
Alicia likes to be waited on hand and foot. In the morning, I make Alicia's breakfast.
Oh, you don't like it?
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was not your best cereal.
Now, how can you ruin cereal?
That's impossible to.
Surely you just get it, put the milk on. Maybe, you can't really ruin
it. Well, unless you left the Weetabix in the milk too long. And then they go very soggy, don't they?
Now, listen, would you let your daughter get away with this?
We never say no to Alicia.
Pick me up at school early. Don't be late. I hate when you're late.
Alicia wants, Alicia gets.
Unbelievable.
This is astonishing.
And she gets a new present every single day.
Anthony, where are my keys?
Alicia Gustafaro is stepping into her very own brand new 2008 Chevy Tahoe. A New Year's gift from her parents. The new wheels are an expensive gift, but Karen and Ralph believe in giving their daughter something every day.
That's right, they give her a present every single day of the year.
I might start a hate website for this whole family.
Let me know what you think of Alicia on 81199.
What did you buy me today, Mama?
We keep a Christmas tree year-round because every day is Christmas for our daughter.
Oh, that's so cute. Because she's just such a pleasurable child and deserves it.
She deserves
it. What an obnoxious brat.
She deserves it. Also, if you've just had a baby recently, you might want to hear Alicia's mum's guide to parenting.
And I feel the way to Alicia's happiness. Give her everything she wants. Don't give her any rules. Why upset her?
That's right. Why upset her? Just give her everything she wants.
I go the other way. Upset them quite a lot. Lots of rules and then they'll learn.
However, here is Alicia. As her mum said, why upset her? She doesn't sound upset.
I am choreless. I feel it is physical labour and it would suck if I had to do them.
And this is the most amazing bit. Alicia's mum does her homework for her.
So is it almost done?
Yeah, just about. I do all Alicia's projects, because she doesn't have time with her busy schedule.
This is a project that I made for Alicia, and she got 100+ on this. Keep up the good work.
I assume Alicia's too stupid to do her own projects. Is that the problem?
No, it's a chore, and that would suck.
Right.
I'm choreless. Would you like to know what her nickname is?
Millsy?
No. You're so horrible.
In school, my nickname is Blondie. I don't know where it comes from. Just joking, my hair.
Thanks for pointing that out for us.
I want to hear that again.
In school, my nickname is Blondie. I don't know where it comes from. Just joking, my hair.
Just joking, my hair.
Mm. You asked for a reaction on the text.
Yeah.
At the moment, you can't read any single one of them out.
Right, okay, I thought that might be the case. Yeah. They swapped with a religious family on this episode of Why Swap. It didn't really get on at all. It's 5:18 on Radio 1. Thanks for all your instant text reaction to Alicia.
I am choreless. I feel it is physical labour and it would suck.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, I tell you what, I really get you. A lot of people are saying this on the text.
What's that then?
If I played you Paul Potts on Britain's Got Talent, you'd be off. All the hairs would be on the back of the neck and the arm, standing up to attention.
Joe, I would put a lot of money on that not happening.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Joanna from Chelmsford.
Hello, Joanna from Chelmsford. What are you saying?
I was weeping into my mask course like at Bambi.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you get the little hairs on your neck and arm?
Yeah, all on the back of your neck and on the arms and stuff.
What's the bit that gets you?
The bit where he goes, Mother, out into the forest and stuff.
Yeah, well, that bit's fair enough, but then that Yoda bloke comes in and ruins it.
Yeah, that ruined it a bit.
Quick, the thicket!
We made it, Mother! Mother!
That bit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really sad, and a little sad music as well.
I know.
But it's a cartoon.
It is a cartoon.
But still,
I agree with you.
He could just draw his mum again, and then it'd be...
So heartless.
So I told you he was heartless. What did I just say earlier, yeah? Podcast. Right, I have an interesting email from Gemma. Hi, Gemma, in Warrington. Now, is this a common thing? I want to just throw out there and ask you. Gemma had a bit of a nasty shock recently. She split up with a boyfriend a while ago now, about a year ago. Doesn't really give a reason, just that he was a bit of a noob. So she got rid, she dumped him. Now, it's nearly a year later, this is a year on, and yesterday she bumps into one of her ex-boyfriend's mates in the town centre in Warrington, who looks properly shocked to see her. Because... it turns out after she got rid of him, he went round telling all his mates that Gemma had died, and that's why they're not seeing each other anymore. Oh my God, I thought you were dead! Imagine that, just outside Topshop. So obviously what's happened here is he's been dumped, and he's thinking, rubbish, I've been dumped, that's not a good look, is it? Can't tell my mates this. What's happened to Gemma? Why aren't you seeing her anymore? She died. I mean, is this something that... I'm not necessarily talking about death, but is this something that is a common occurrence where you can't admit you've been dumped to your mates, so you make some kind of weird story up instead? Yeah, she died. That's all I could think of. I was interested to know whether this happens a lot or whatever. Not necessarily that you died after you dumped them, but if there's anything that you... have done before where you're thinking, oh, rubbish. Rather than admit being dumped by somebody, I would rather just make up some absolute load of rubbish. Let me know.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
I can't believe that. Nobody, not one person, is in favour of Alicia at all.
I think it's quite good for everybody to let their anger out once in a while. I think you've done that everybody listening a service. Though.
There's not one person that said, oh, I think Alicia's amazing, she's a role model, I think she sounds great, her mum is right with her parenting skills. Not one person has said that. And you're right, I can't read any of them out.
Not one.
Some people are going, that can't be a real person. I'm afraid it is.
In school, my nickname is Blondie. I don't know where it comes from. Just joking, my hair.
She's going to get a real shock when she goes to university, isn't she? Because she's going to be one of those people that can't do anything when she gets there. University finds these people out.
It does, yeah.
What do I do with these beans? Like, they're baked beans? She'll be looking on the loaf of bread for instructions, won't
yeah.
she?
I also think you're setting your size a little bit high if you think she's going to go to university.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Hello?
Hello, Scott. Hi.
Hello, who's that?
It's Terry from Portsmouth.
Okay, what's going on with you?
I was living in Mexico. I was going out with this Honduran girl, and all my friends really liked her because she was very, very nice. But basically, things didn't work out, and she dumped me. And I couldn't face telling them that she dumped me, so I told them that she'd been deported for tax evasion.
It's So she gets rid of you, and you're like, oh no, all my friends think she's really nice. I know, I'll say she's been done for tax.
Yeah.
And do they know anything about this now?
Yeah, they found out about 2 weeks later when we were in a nightclub, and she came in.
She actually walked into the club.
Yeah.
You see, you didn't think that through.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're going to do another hairs on your neck game now, okay?
Okay.
You can play along if you're on your way home or at home at the moment. And it's going to work for you as well, chappers, okay?
Yeah.
What we're going to do is play you some little clips. And you know that thing where you get all the hairs on the back of your neck,
yeah,
and on your arms standing up to attention, and that little tingly feeling you get, okay?
Okay.
Different things work for different people. Sometimes it's songs, sometimes it's films. You can be at a gig and it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Do let me know if it works for you at 81199. Right, first one. Roll your sleeve up, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They're up.
This from Titanic.
No matter how hopeless. Promise me now, Rose. And never let go of that promise. That promise. Never let go.
Is he sat on the Hawaii chair?
I will never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
Don't, it's a killer.
You ruined that for me.
Sorry.
Is he sat on the Hawaii chair?
No. No, no.
Nothing at all?
No, nothing at all.
Hopeless.
Look. Slow it down.
Promise me now, Rose.
He's got it on speed 9.
And never let go of that promise.
Oh, dear. Good to know it's not just me. All right, nothing there.
Nothing there at all.
Right, what about, I reckon this might get you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep checking his arms, please, one that doesn't speak. Jack at Vera's funeral on Coronation Street.
First time I asked how Vera to dance, she said no. Week after I asked her again and I said, I won't be asking you a third time, this is your last chance. Anyway, she said yes. So that was more or less the start of it. We got married in 1957. We didn't have a brass farthing between us. Well, we never had much. And we had his ups and downs. I can't deny that. For one thing, you wouldn't believe me if I did. But we stuck at it. And really, when I look back, which I have been doing a lot over the last week, it's as though there hasn't been two lives, hers and mine. There's been just the one that we shared. And that is the best kind of life you can have. But what I really wanted to say was, thanks, Vera. Thank you, love.
Oh, God!
A little bit on the thanks, Vera.
Oh, I did.
A little bit,
oh, I feel
on
a bit
the
weird
thanks,
now.
Vera. I thought we were going to get the whole episode.
went on a bit, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. A little bit then, it was very sad.
Okay. Right, keep checking his arms.
Yeah.
Let me know what's happening to you. 81199. What about this?
Is this their moment? Beckham. Into Sheringham. And Sheringham's
won it.
Oh, he's got it! Yes!
Oh, yeah. Promised land.
Ole Solskjaer substitutes and scored the two goals in stoppage time. And the treble looms large.
You did that little shivery
yeah, I've got
thing.
Got goosebumps on the back of my neck, yeah.
Yay, we did it.
Always works.
Brilliant.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Connor in Belfast has been on. I called him, but surprisingly, he didn't actually want to come on air. He was going out with this girl. She dumped him. This is such a boy thing. Oh, what am I going to say? I can't tell my mates that she's dumped me. And his family also really liked this girl. So he told her that she had had to move to London, to the West End, because she'd got a role in The Sound of Music. and his family, because they really liked her, for his birthday. A month later, we're like, do you know what? We like that girl so much, we've got tickets to go and see The Sound of Music. And she blatantly wasn't in it. Rubbish. See, this is always going to go wrong. I like this one as well. I sold my ex-girlfriend to a Sri Lankan. That's what I told my friends. And that's good. Thanks for that. My girlfriend dumped me because I was sick on her. I told my mates she couldn't keep up with me in the bedroom. You're such a bloke. Couldn't keep up with me in the bedroom, lads, you know what I mean?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Right, out of all the things we tried today to get the hair standing up on the back of your neck and on your arms, yep. Okay, we had Band-Aid, which was for starving children, Halle Berry's emotional Oscar speech,
yep.
Bambi's mum dying,
mm-hmm.
Jack at Vera's funeral,
yeah.
The end bit of Titanic,
mm-hmm.
And out of all of those, right, somebody scoring a goal in a football match is the one that got everyone and moved everyone the most.
Not any old football match, though.
No, but some people are saying, I got the quivers, I don't even know who was playing.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.